To the five strategies we indicated before, through which the owners of the planet maintain men excited and quarreling, so their brains produce the cerebral waves they want, we have to add another two recent strategies. One of them is organized sport. In the world, there are thousands of stadiums where every week gather millions of persons who shout excited or are anguished because of what happens in the game field. The stadiums, and particularly those of the sports that gather millions of fans, are a formidable factory of psychic energy that in our days is, as in old time was, very agreeable for the entities who from the shadows rule the world and have us as their farm animals. In this world, nothing works well. Everything is trouble and everything is... But the world of sports is like a machine. Every 4 years we have a these games, I don't know how they call it. And every 4 years we have soccer, national, international, world championship, and everybody goes there, and all television, this. And only months ago, to cross the Iron Curtain was a problem. But for those teams going up and down from Europe to Russia, no problem at all. Perfectly organized in this disorganized world. Another very modern strategy that can be added to all this and that has the same results is rock music, especially the hard rock. In this, there are three things worth to be noted. First, the enormous speed with which it extended all over the world. Second, the immediate and great acceptation that it had mostly among the youngsters. But there is another aspect of the rock that still is more interesting, the effects of this music in the brain. According to those who have studied the subject, the hard rock alters the right functioning of the brain, being able to destroy the neurons. I don't say, I read this in specialized people. About this subject and another electronic ways of influencing the functioning of the brain, we could speak much longer, but it would take us too far. And as the other strategies finally produce war, these two modern strategies produce equally their particular wars. The violence in the stadiums, a phenomenon very modern and very strange. And the violence and the debauchery so frequent in the rock festivals. Only in the last rock festival I was in Monterrey, it was 7 dead. And about 1 week before, it was in Querétaro, Mexicano, there was 2 dead. And I remember here, one in Los Angeles was terrible. I read that all in the hospitals, all places for dead people coming in emergency were full. The sightings of strange lights after great battles and after natural cataclysms in which there had been many dead people is a fact long ago denounced. Modern examples of this can be the great earthquake of Agadir in Morocco, where lights were seen moving very slowly and low over the debris where there were many dead people. And in another example is the Malvinas or Falkland, as you call, war, where there was a very abundant UFO activity. Maybe you didn't know, but in the Falkland war with England, was very abundant. UFOs were all over.